I enjoy reading conversion stories, reading those stories of Protestants and even non-Christians who, through faith, through research, through prayer, through arguing, through whatever they go through, they discern that they are called to enter the Catholic Church, and they convert to the Catholic faith and become strong defenders of the faith for many of them. It's very edifying to read these as Catholics because they help us better understand our faith, better also to appreciate the gift that we have with our faith. But it helps us to learn what we believe because these converts sought out what the church believes and came to agree with it, came to assent with those teachings. One element you regularly see in these teachings, in these convert stories, is that God is seeking them out throughout their lives. Throughout their lives, as they look back, they see God kind of guiding them to the church, but also seeking them out, inviting them to join him in his church. Now, we do believe that God truly does seek us out. I mean, we see it in the parable of the landowner today in our gospel, where our Lord describes this landowner going out to the street, going out to the town square, wherever the workers happen to gather, and inviting them to come and work on the vineyard for the regular day's pay. And did this several times throughout the day. He was regularly seeking out workers for his vineyard. Well, in the same way, God is seeking us out. God is trying to reach out to us because he wants to be generous with his mercy and love. He wants us to join with him, not for labor, but to receive his mercy and his love, regardless of our past, regardless of what we've done in our past, regardless of how long it takes for us to respond to his invitation to join him. I was reminded as I was reading this gospel of the poem, The Hound of Heaven, written by the English poet Francis Thompson. He wrote this in the late 1800s, mid to late 1800s. In this poem, he describes how we spend our lives running away from God. We're constantly going away from God. We have this hound chasing after us, and we're running away from it. We're trying to find places to hide from him. We're trying to find fulfillment in the things of the world and in others. We try to find everything but this hound that is chasing us. And in the end, the narrator of the poem realizes that what he was running away from wasn't something that was frightening, but rather what he was looking for, what he was seeking. It was God himself seeking after this person, seeking after the narrator. In our own lives, God is chasing after us, much as the hound of heaven chased after the narrator of the poem. In response, we need to, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, seek the Lord while he may be found, call him while he is near. We need to seek after our Lord who is seeking after us, for the fulfillment in all our lives. You know, we have areas in our lives we need to be fulfilled. We desire to be fulfilled. Whether it's difficulties in our lives and sorrows in our lives, or joys even, you know, fulfillment of joy, seeking joy, questions we might have in our lives. There's areas that we desire fulfillment. Now, we might not say we're seeking God for these fulfillment. Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing well. But, you know, the fact that we have a desire for friendship and companionship and the desire for family is right there one sign that we are seeking something more than us, that there is something more out there that we need, that we realize we were not made for ourselves alone. In the same way, this desire for material things that we have, we're always looking for something new and better to give us fulfillment, joy, new movies, new games, whatever it happens to be. Always something in our lives that we're seeking fulfillment. We try to fulfill our eternal happiness with God alone that we desire. We desire that eternal happiness that God promises us with material things to fit that blank in, to fit that desire. Now, one reason why I think many people don't go and seek after God the way God is seeking after them is because they're fearing the change that will have to come in their life. As St. Paul says, "For to me life is Christ and death is gain." We realize that there is change in our life, that we will have to make Christ primary in our lives. Seeking God will require change. We will have to desire God more than we desire our own selfish desires. Desire what God wills out of our life. We probably realize that if we follow God, we seek after him, It will involve sacrifice. Just as the workers were burdened in the fields, we will have some burden, some sacrifice that we will have to undertake in our lives. We may also realize that, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, for God's thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are our ways God's ways. And that's something tough for us to give up. We will have to have humble submission to God's ways in life, which goes contrary to our stubborn, independent, prideful streaks that we all have. We all want to do things our way, the way we think they should be, the way we think they should be run. Our thoughts are the ones that matter, not God's. We all have that nature. I mean, it's part of our prideful human nature. And we might have to give that up. And many of us don't want to. We're stubborn. We're independent. We're prideful. We don't want to give that up. But you know, the sacrifice of giving all these things up are worth it, because God's mercy and generosity is endless. It goes beyond anything we can ever receive here on earth, anything that any other person can do for us, anything that any other thing can ever do for us. So we need to trust in God and to seek Him and just let the hound of heaven catch us.